Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Recently, I got the chance to talk with Scott Yeager from the NCBA during an episode of Adams on Agriculture last week that I was guest hosting, and we talked about WOTUS and some of the latest details surrounding what is going on with the WOTUS rule and some of the changes that could be coming to it and what NCBA is currently looking at and advocating for. Let's listen back to that interview with Scott Yeager. Well, Scott, I appreciate you joining us, and let's talk WOTUS. That's a big thing, a big topic of discussion right now, and I know it's concerning a lot of farmers and ranchers across the country. What is the latest that you're hearing in regards to WOTUS here as it stands right now?
So as it stands today, the Biden administration has announced that they will repeal and replace the Trump rule, which was called the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, or NWPR. So that means they're going to kill the Trump rule and replace it with the Biden WOTUS definition. So part of that effort is an outreach strategy to farmers and ranchers, to home builders, to the mining groups, to solicit input as they work towards repealing and replacing the Trump rule. So actually this week, in fact, there's been a number of these listening sessions where EPA has opened up a call and allowed people, whoever wants to call in, to participate and provide input on the matter. So NCBA has been very active in that process. I have provided comments to the agencies at the listening sessions. We've had state affiliates participate, and we're making sure to get our voices heard in this process.
Well, now, Scott, you mentioned those listening sessions and getting our voices heard. And you know, what are some of the differences between this this Biden rule and the Trump rule that was out there that you see as major issues that you're hearing from farmers and ranchers that they're worried about here as we look forward?
So we have not seen the Biden rule yet. And the reason we have not seen the Biden rule yet is because they haven't written it. So this is going to be a long process. It's going to be years. I mean, it could be a year and a half, 2 years before we even see what Biden is thinking as far as a definition of WOTUS. So right now we're at the very start of that process. And the months ahead are going to be more engagement between us and the agencies to make sure, try to get them in a place where they can develop a replacement that is not going to be harmful to cattle producers specifically, but agriculture at large. That's our desire. That's our goal as we're advocating on behalf of our NCP members at these listening sessions and through developing comments that we're filing with the agencies. That is our goal. So to answer your question again, yeah, we haven't seen it yet because they haven't written it yet, but I suspect what we're going to see, if they're thinking about this, which they are, and they have a lot of smart people over there, I think they're going to try to craft a rule that threads the needle between the Trump rule and the Obama WOTUS rule from 2015, meaning it'll probably be more expansive than the Trump rule, but not as expansive as the Obama rule. And I think they're going to do that because they know that ultimately this rule, whatever rule they craft, needs to survive a Supreme Court challenge. And right now the Supreme Court is a lot different than it was 4 years ago, right? We've got Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, Coney Barrett on the bench, and they're three strong conservative voices that weren't there before. And the composition now, the full court is a 6-3 conservative majority. So they know that if they want to craft a durable rule, they need to do one that is going to be able to survive that Supreme Court.
Well, Scott, you know, you mentioned threading the needle between the Obama-era WOTUS rule and the Trump-era WOTUS rule. Are there certain pieces of either of those rules that the NCBA is going to maybe be advocating for to see in this new Biden rule? What are your thoughts on that?
Yep. So we had a meeting with our NCBA's environmental working group in Nashville a couple weeks ago and sat down around the table and said, hey, how do we feel about where we've been on our advocacy on the 2015 rule, how we were on the advocacy on the 2020 rule under the Trump administration, and do we feel comfortable moving forward with that as our charging orders? And everyone at the table thought about it. So yeah, we're satisfied where we've been going. And so what that means for us is we're going to be continuing down that same path that we've always been, which is a rule that is not overreaching, a rule that properly regulates waters that are truly federally jurisdictional. We're talking about big water features like big lakes, big rivers, tributaries that should properly be protected by the federal government. And then everything else, and by everything else, I mean intermittent features, ephemerals, those are features that flow water intermittently or only flow water in response to a rain or snow melt event. Those are not to be regulated by the federal government. That would be federal overreach. So those are the kind of the broad strokes, but also in addition to the rule itself, what's really important for agriculture is that there are strong agricultural exclusions contained in the rule. And that is something that the Trump rule did very well. It's something that the Obama rule tried to do but failed to do appropriately. So the question now in front of the Biden House, as we're watching what the Biden administration does here, is are they going to be able to strike a balance here in a way that keeps cattle producers in a good place, doesn't overregulate, allows us to do business without having to get permission from the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers every time you clean out a stock pond or dig a ditch or moving cattle around. So those are the questions that we're asking. Those are the issues we're going to be watching as this develops.
And again, that's my recent interview with Scott Yeager from the NCBA talking about WOTUS. And the Farm Progress Show is getting some country music attention this week. KSIH is bringing Nashville recording artist Lee Bryce to the event, where he'll debut his latest song called Farmer. A performance is set for Wednesday.
You know, as we were, you know, talking, you know, through Case and myself, and I was like, you know, I said, you know, they were talking about a song, and I was like, you know, I want to know where you wanting to come from. Is this something that, you know, you wanting to, like, you know, put Case on a pedestal, you know? Or they're like, no, no, no. They're like, that's not at all what we want. We want to put the farmers and the people who we live with and we work with every day on that pedestal during this song. And so, I said, hey man, I can go write a song with Case in it all day long, you know, but they were like, no, that's not what we're looking for. We want something that really just glorifies something that doesn't get a big thank you all the time, you know, and not very often. And
Bryce is a native of Sumter, South Carolina. He's recorded 8 number one singles in his career. Again, he'll perform at the Farm Progress Show Wednesday here this week. You've been listening to another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you and yours a great rest of your day.